Welcome to the Ecom 80/20 podcast, the show for brands looking to compete and win at selling online by building better customer relationships. I'm your host, Isaac Hyman, featured speaker and author of the Ultimate E-Commerce Email and SMS Playbook and founder of Highflyer Digital, the marketing agency for the fastest growing e-commerce brands in the world. On each episode, I reveal, unpack, and demystify the secret strategies that the top 1% use to acquire, convert, and retain customers better. My mission is to help you level the playing field and give you the tools to build more profitable revenue streams for your business. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Ecom 80/20 podcast. Super excited to have you here again and following us along on the journey of helping brands like yours compete to win in a very crowded marketplace by building better customer relationships using email and SMS. At the root of every email and every text message you send, there is a customer waiting to build a relationship with your brand. And if you tap into that relationship, you unlock the true lifetime value of every customer on your list. So really excited to have you here. I always invite brands, everyone who's listening, to start with strategy first, right? There's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of tactics, and we're going to talk about one today. Some of the tactics about the 9 AI strategies that for email and SMS that will help you double your revenue and reduce your workload in half. That's going to be a major, major tactic and one of the areas that's top of mind right now. But in order to maximize that tactic, you still need to have a strategy in place, right? So you always need to go focus on where the car is driving. Where do you want to go? What's your roadmap look like? What are your milestones you want to hit this year? What do you want to do to recession-proof your business and help grow your profits month after month? So I always invite all our listeners to jump right in and go to highflyerdigital.com/playbook. You can get a free copy of our email and SMS playbook right here, the ultimate email SMS playbook for e-commerce brands, and really help you level the playing field and unlock the true lifetime value, the true revenue potential of your customer list. So highflyerdigital.com/playbook. So let's get started talking about the topic of this podcast, right? We record actually on Thursdays, pretty much every week. And it happened to be today, there was the reveal of Google's AI, Bard, which apparently there was a major mess up with their launch, with their rollout. Apparently there was about a $100 billion loss, if I'm reading this correctly, $100 billion loss because their Bard AI, their artificial intelligence chat function went a little awry, right? Didn't give the right answer. They didn't give the expected answer that you expect from AI. And their stock went down 7% or so. So that's clearly AI is top of mind right now. And then if you go back to Wednesday, Microsoft revealed that they have a new chat function in their Bing search engine that they're leveraging as well. On top of that, everyone's talking about ChatGPT on top of all the other AI technologies out there. So the topic of artificial intelligence is really relevant now in 2023, and everyone is kind of paying attention to it. The challenge is shiny new object syndrome. A lot of brands, a lot of marketers, a lot of people out there have this idea of what AI can do, and they're so excited to jump in and leverage it. Marketers we're an agency that focuses on e-commerce brands for email, SMS, and retention. And a lot of marketers in our space are jumping into it and saying, like, start using AI. And that's all great. But if you don't have a strategy in place or a plan or how to use it or goals, you're just going to waste time. So on today's podcast, we're going to be talking about how to use it effectively with a strategy. And what are the best tools to start focusing on right now, as well as demystify the concept of what AI is and what you have available to you right now? So I'm super excited to jump into this. I've been using AI. I mean, if I go back to when I was the director of CRM at some of the top brands, at these about 5 or 6 nine-figure brands, I've been using AI since about 2015, okay, maybe even earlier. And the reason is because some of the tools I've worked with are enterprise ESPs. They have some great functionalities built in. Some were added on, but I've been using AI for multiple years. It's been around. So it's really important to know that I'm coming out of foundation of I've kicked the tires already for you. And now I'm going to give you the best ways to leverage this going forward, as well as demystify what it means, what's the difference between AI and machine learning, as well as what other functions are possible for me to start using it effectively. So let's jump right in. I'm going to pull up my deck right here. If you're watching on video, you'll see my deck right here. If you're listening on audio, feel free to email me as always at isaac@highflyerdigital.com. More than happy to send you the deck that I'm looking at right now. So we're talking all about the 9 AI strategies for email and SMS that cuts your workflow in half and doubles your revenue. If it's not saving you time, it should be making you money, right? So there's ways to do both. And that's what we're going to dive in today. So let's start with number one, what AI is and what AI isn't, okay? I'm gonna demystify and break it down because, again, like I said before, there's a lot of noise out there. Everyone's jumping on the bandwagon. Remember when you saw the noise, everyone's jumping into Bitcoin and Dogecoin and all these other non-fungible tokens, NFTs, and all that stuff? This is the same type of mentality. Everyone jumps right in, kind of jumps on the bandwagon pretty quickly, early adopters, and they don't always understand what everyone can do with it, right? They just jump right in and try to figure out, hey, I can make some money from it. My job is not to make some money off everyone here. My job is to kind of help you, you know, compete to win and level the playing field, right? So in order to compete to win, you need to know what it is and what it isn't. So AI will help you with the following things. It will help you test, learn, and refine faster, okay? It will help you learn more about what's working for your customers and what's not working. It will reduce your email footprint. It will reduce the amount of emails you send. It will reduce the amount of texts you send. It'll make your emails and your communications and your retention strategy smarter and better. That's what AI can do. I'm going to show you how. It'll improve engagement. Using AI, you'll increase your open rates. You'll increase your click rates. And if you have AI on your website, which again, we'll explain in a second, it'll improve the conversion rate. AI will help you maintain consistency as well if you align your email and SMS program with your website, which is a major gap. A lot of brands don't do that. They have their email tool and they have their email channel running, but when a customer gets to their site, there's a mismatch. AI can solve that, okay? AI will also help you enhance the journey. It'll help you recognize which customers should get this message, which customers should see this message, which customers should not. Right? It'll create a much more dynamic approach to your marketing at scale, right? One-to-one level, one-to-one personalization at scale. As we always say, our core strategy, it comes down to four principles, right? Segmentation, personalization, automation, and multiplication. Using AI, you can enhance your personalization to the next level for every single subscriber on your list. You just need to know how to use it, okay? Here's what AI is not. AI is not a strategy. You need to ladder in. You need to ladder up or level up and layer in. That's the word I was looking for. Layer in your AI opportunities into your core strategy. So if you have a goal this year of trying to make 30% more revenue from email, 30% more revenue from SMS, and while also sending 15% fewer emails, AI could help with that. Okay, but that's part of your strategy. That's part of your overall mission. If you want to be more customer-centric instead of product-centric this year, AI will help with that strategy. So it's a part of a it's part of the strategy overall. It's just a tactic though. So if someone comes to you and says, like, I handle AI and I have some strategies for how to roll it out, that doesn't make sense because AI is a tactic that you can use throughout the global big picture. Okay. AI is also not just for copywriting. Let's break that down right now. Using AI just to write copy is simply not enough. You just have great copy, right? Having tested millions and millions of emails and having run A/B tests on different versions of copy, I could tell you copy is not enough. You need to maximize your, when it comes to an email and SMS, you need to maximize your creatives. You need to maximize your conversion rate. You need to maximize your send time optimization. All these little layers are part of the big picture of personalization, right? Copywriting is 1/10 of that personalization end. So when you think about AI and you're just using it for copy, you're missing out on a major opportunity. AI is not meant to operate solo. As we just said, it's part of a cohesive personalization strategy and segmentation strategy, right? So it's kind of bigger than just kind of thinking about, let me write my copy with this, or let me write my SEO with that, right? It's good to have, but it's not a full strategy. It's part of a tactic that's a part of it. It's a tactic and part of an overall big picture game plan. Let's talk about some of the prerequisites. You need to have, as we said before, clear retention strategy that you're putting in AI to help reinforce it, to help accelerate it, to help accelerate the plan, to help elevate the plan so you can enhance your personalization, enhance your conversion rate, enhance your click rate, engagement rate. Okay. You need smart goals in place. You need to be able to track it, specific, measurable, actionable goals that AI will show you that they're going to hit. Okay. So when you have someone coming in and you want them to specialize in AI and the application of it, make sure you have goals in place. And then that work, they're working within a good framework of your business. Okay. But now let's dive into what is AI for marketing? What are the applications available to us? So according to Harvard Business Review, I'm a big geek with this stuff. I'm a big marketing geek. I like to look into every single aspect of it. I don't just like to look in and say, like, oh, look, there's a new function. Bing has ChatGPT integrated. Great, let me use it. I like to go deeper, go behind the scenes and learn about, okay, what's the difference between this AI? What's the difference between that? So you can see there, I do a lot of research before I talk about something. So there's four areas of AI that Harvard Business Review has called out and that you should be focusing on before you start using it, right? Have that strategy in place. Have that AI game plan about what do you want to use it for. So the four standalone areas are, the number one, it's good for standalone automation tasks, as we all know. Automation, cart abandon, chat. Those are the standalone automation tasks. There's another quadrant that's called integrated automation tasks. So think about like a CRM or a growth engine that does these automations to help close more deals or to build your sales pipeline or to send more data out to Google and Facebook to run ads on. So all that is part of the integrated automation tasks. There's a third layer, third quadrant that's called standalone machine learning apps. These are kind of apps that you may see when you go to Warby Parker and they ask you to try on their glasses and you could see the glasses on your face right there, right? I've used that. I love it. It's fantastic. Or I go to Wayfair and I want to see the sofa in my room, in my living room, right? I want to see what that looks like. They can use AI to create that image, create that picture. Really fascinating stuff. Unfortunately, not many brands have that capability of creating an AI 3D modeling type of app, right? Really hard to create and really expensive. But that's another quadrant of AI and machine learning. And then the last one is an integrated machine learning apps. These are apps that are using predictive segmentation, recommendation algorithms, programmatic ads, right? You're running ads and you want to show the right ad to the right person at the right time. That's programmatic. So all that is integrated into the whole marketing ecosystem. Harvard Business Review recommends you focus on your integrated machine learning apps. Those are, when it comes to email and SMS, your dynamic recommendations, right? Your subject line testing, your predictive segmentation. All that is possible. And that's where you find the best value for your program. So according to them, Harvard Business Review recommends you focus on the integrated machine learning apps. Again, if you need more information about this, email me, isaac@highflyerdigital.com. Glad to send you some more information on those. According to Deloitte, AI will be native in enterprise apps by the end of this year. And you can see AI is starting to become a lot more prevalent in our discussions in 2023, right? I just said Bard, Google AI just launched, had a hiccup. Microsoft ChatGPT just launched, okay? All these are being integrated natively into everything we do right now. So it's really important to jump right in. So what are the top nine areas we want to focus? You want to focus your AI on for email and SMS to get the max value from this tactic? Let's get started on those. Step number one, okay? Area number one, not one strategy you could use for AI right now is using one piece of content to create 7 or 8 dynamic campaign pieces for you. Okay, what does that mean? That means you could turn one campaign brief, one thought, one paragraph or idea or goal into about 7 mini pieces for your email and SMS program. Okay, before, here's what you used to do before. Before, we used to have a copywriter talk about, we got to wait for the copywriter, come up with an idea. Again, a good example of this would be, let's say we have a new arrival product coming out. I want to talk about this new item. Let me, and it's 20% off. And how do we phrase it, right? So before you used to use a copywriter. That takes time. Or in some cases, maybe the marketing execution team was winging it. Maybe your email team, people who send the emails, or maybe your designer was winging it and saying like, oh, we probably could use this copy. Okay, that's all right, but it's still winging it. The other time is that maybe you're focusing more on selling instead of helping, right? And we all know email is about building a better customer relationship on a one-to-one level, you know, digitally, you know? So if you're not helping, you're selling more, and you break rapport by selling, you build rapport by helping. So there's a lot of challenges with doing it the old way before, right? Now, using AI, you can create one thought, one idea, and create multiple mini content pieces from that thought. And that could come, mini content pieces include subject line, preview text, hero copy, body copy, SMS copy, right? Landing page copy, all that from one thought. That's the power of it. And like I just said, you can use it in multiple locations. The benefit at the end of the day is 1/10 the effort and reduce the bottlenecks. So we said it reduces the amount of work you're gonna put out there, right? With one thought, you can create 7 mini pieces of content. Here's a good example of it. Let me try and read it on my screen if I can. I'm trying to zoom up here. So let's take the hero copy right here, where we're talking a little bit about a new skin cream, right? Collagen face cream. So we put in a thought, we have a new collagen face cream that just came out. I'm using an example from my client. Collagen face cream just came out, and we want to talk about it and say it's affordable and it's cutting edge and will reduce aging and improve your skin, things like that. Okay, a thought. We put a thought in. We use Jarvis right here for this, and we put it into Jarvis, and Jarvis, using AI, comes out with this amazing bunch of content pieces. So one thought, I asked Jarvis to send me 10 different samples, right? And I use a tone, a language and tone of voice called inspiring or feminine or masculine or whatever it may be that the audience we're talking to. And I asked them to pop it out. They popped out 10 different versions. In this case, I'm only showing 3. And of those 3 versions, I could pull out a subject line that works, a preview text that works, an SMS copy that works, value propositions for the brand, for the offer, all that from one thought. So you could see here, I'm pulling out it reduces your fine lines and wrinkles. And another value prop, it improves skin tone. And the third value prop, it won't break the bank. It's affordable. And then I put them all together, and then I have a great SMS. Our new collagen face cream is officially your new secret weapon to stave off signs of aging, ... without breaking the bank. See it in action. Okay. Really cool. With one thought, I created 7 mini content pieces I can use. And before, this took me about 2 minutes. Before, I would have to wait for a copywriter to go through it. I'd have to wait for a designer to get it. I'd have to get everything together. And it takes me days, hours, if not weeks. Okay. Here I did it in about 2 minutes. Best of all, you have someone who can manage this for you. You have a virtual assistant, or you have an agency that handles it. This is great because now it saves you time, saves them time, and allows you to get your message out faster, cleaner, and more convincingly, right? So that's how we use AI for create one thought, 7 mini content pieces. Let's go to the next thing. Here's the second strategy you should be using AI for, okay? It'll help you refine your predictive segmentation. Okay, AI can predict based on the inputs that people are using right now, as well as historically, which I'll get to in a second as well, what customers have a high propensity to do. Okay, so using AI, we can map out different journeys for them. Okay, we're gonna get to journey building in a second, but using AI, we can have predictions. What are they predicted to click? What are they predicted to open? What emails are they predicted to unsubscribe from? What texts will get them to act? Where are they predicted to visit, browse, or search? Send time optimization, another area where we predict that they'll open the email or click the email or shop at this time. So using AI, we can now refine that predictive segmentation and have smarter emails, send fewer emails, send better emails, right? So the benefit, it reduces the footprint. Like I said before, you're reducing the number of emails you're sending, and you're getting better segmentation, which again, not only increases conversion, but if you're on an ESP that charges you per email send or per user, it reduces your costs. right? So it's a double way win. Cut your workload in half and double your revenue. Okay. Ooh, look at that swing. Workflow in half, double the revenue. Pretty cool stuff. So that's strategy number two. Refine your predictive segmentation. It's really tactic number two. Refine predictive segmentation. Let's go to number three. Number three, AI can help you automate customer life cycles. Okay. AI could better inform about customer life cycle stages and improve your automation sequences. Here's a good example of that, right? Using AI, you can look at it and say, okay, I have a new prospect that came in. Now, maybe they'll buy again. Maybe they'll buy a first time. We want to buy a first time, right? Using AI, will I learn that they will buy a second time based on what they bought before? If they bought this huge product, if they bought this amazing, let's give another example of that skincare brand. If they bought a great bundle of products and they spent a lot of money, I can maybe make a prediction using AI that says, yeah, there's a good chance that they will buy another item from our bundle, but they may take a while because they bought a bundle, right? It's not just one product. So using AI, I could predict that. And on top of that, I could predict if they have a high customer lifetime value, because everyone else who bought a bundle of that price and that time frame has a high customer lifetime value. So I'm kind of, it's called clustering. I've clustered that person into a group of customers who I predict will have a high lifetime value, okay? On the flip side, if they don't purchase again, can I predict earlier, before they don't buy again, before they churn, that they are at risk of churn, okay? So not only can I see that, will they buy again? I can also say, like, they're showing signs that they won't buy again. Let's hit them with a message or an offer or a communication before they get to that point of not buying again. So that's another area. And then of course, there's also, like I said before, maybe there's customers that have never bought, or I'm sorry, they bought, but they are just falling off the cadence. They don't buy again. I can also predict which ones I can win back based on them coming to the site, based on them visiting, based on their open rates and click rates, as well as predict the best time to engage with them. So that's using AI to build out a customer journey and see which messages do I need to send depending on where they are in their journey right now. And the benefit is that you can set automations to that. Okay. An example is, if I am predicted to churn at day 60, on day 45, I'm going to set an automation that says this customer is at risk of churn. I don't want them to churn. So at day 45, I'm going to automate a message to them that says, here are the new picks just for you, or here's an offer just for you, right? So all that can be automated and automates your workflow and reduces the amount of time you spend creating these manual campaigns and manual emails. So, and again, it also focuses on that 80-20 part of your database, the majority of your database that drives a good portion of your revenue. You focus more on that and do everything you can to get people into that 20%, you're going to be in a lot healthier place from a revenue-wise and profit-wise. So strategy and tactic number three, automate your customer life cycles. Let's go to the next one a little bit deeper. Using AI, you can uncover affinity groups. Okay. For those that don't know what an affinity group is, it's kind of an incremental audience that you may never have known about, right? It kind of combines three different areas of your audience, right? Historical data, what they've bought in the past, what kind of information have they shared with you? What have they, you know, what are they purchased? What are they returned? Things like that. It combines recency. What are they doing right now? Are they clicking? Are they opening? Are they browsing? Are they searching? Are they carting? All that is the recency and the predictive element. And it puts them all into one cluster and creates an affinity group. So if I'm looking to market a new $5,000 bike, mountain bike, for example, before AI, before you had the opportunity to use AI in your marketing and segmentation, you used to think to yourself, okay, well, I have a new mountain bike. Let me target old mountain bike buyers, right? Makes sense. They bought an old mountain bike. Why not send them a new one? Maybe you want to target people who spent over $5,000 with you too. They have the money. Maybe you want to target brand loyalists who won't want to kind of like love the brand, right? They love the brand we're talking about. And then sometimes, just to kind of like make sure you can make some money off this campaign, maybe you just say, like, you know, just send the whole list, okay? That was before AI. Now, using AI, you can zero in on the top audiences for you to target that you may not have known about. The mountain bike buyers are great, But if you can find someone who has an affinity for mountain bikes and is in the market to buy right now using AI, you're going to do a lot better. You're going to send to fewer people and they'll convert at a higher rate. So maybe they have an affinity, a love, a desire, a need, a want for this brand or product. Maybe these are people who also bought X and now they're willing to buy this mountain bike, right? If someone bought a mountain bike helmet using AI or have an affinity for mountain bike helmets, we know that they're in the mountain bike market. Let's send them the mountain bike email, right? Makes sense. And then who also is predicted to buy right now? Who's predicted to spend $5,000? Who is high lifetime value that still needs to spend their annual, you know, cash that we predict? And then one more lever you could pull is who is a full price buyer versus a discount price buyer? All that is powered by AI. So what you're doing here is you're finding incremental audiences you may not have known by yourself. We create cool segments in Klaviyo, in Sailthrough, in OmniSend, in BlueCore. You can create really cool segments. But if you never find that little incremental audience that you never knew about, that'll be great to hit. AI can find that for you. So it could be another 100, 200, 100,000, 200,000 that you may have never known that they were a fit for this, but AI tells you they are. Run a test, see if it works. Okay. The benefit is that you reach the best customers instead of the most. Okay. Again, reducing your workflow, reducing your costs, and making more money. Okay. Let's go into strategy and tactic number four. This is the where you can use AI for dynamic recommendations. Okay. Using artificial intelligence, 75% of customers are more likely to buy from you due to personalized recommendations. I think that stat is from Statista, maybe. I'm not entirely sure, but 75% of customers are more likely to buy from you due to personalized recommendations. That's really important because that tells you dynamic recommendations always beat static ones, right? The ones you curate yourself and you spend time thinking about and say, oh, this may be a good fit. Let's put this one in too. Let's put that one email, right? All that doesn't work as well as the dynamically, algorithmically driven recommendations. So let's talk about the options here, right? You can have recommendations based on what they viewed, carded, what they've recently visited. You could look at recommendations for products that people are searching or trending. You could do recommendations based on what they've bought in the past, like a post-purchase algorithm. You could do ones that are wisdom of the crowd, ones where the products are sourced by what everyone else on the site is looking at right now. You could look at new arrivals and bestsellers. There's so many different algorithms to pull these dynamic recommendations. All you need to do is figure out which algorithm works best for this type of customer. As I always say, again, you have to have segmentation with personalization. So if your segment is full price buyers or one-time buyers, well, then the algorithm probably that would work best is post-purchase. Find items that are relevant to what they bought before. If your audience is non-buyers and nothing is getting them over the hump, you may want to have an algorithm that's focused on the best sellers or the wisdom of the crowd that everyone else is buying. Kind of give them that FOMO. I'm missing out. This is what everyone else is buying. I better start buying now. Hey, you can even give a discount, right? So using dynamic recommendations, you can reduce the guesswork. Instead of guessing, use the algorithm to become more educated in what items you present to customers. There's only so much real estate you could put within an email. There's even less real estate you could put in a text message, right? So you need to really be great at it. On top of that, I'm gonna level this up a little bit more. If you put more products in the email, depending on the products, if it's personalized, the higher chance they will click to that product, the higher chance they will convert, okay? And if they don't convert, the automations kick off because they're viewing the product. So there's a lot of little hacks that are going on behind the scenes from AI that you should be tapping into, and starts with dynamic recommendations. So that's the next strategy right there, leveraging dynamic recommendations. I want to go up another level now for another strategy you can use AI for, and that's AI generated language and emotion. If you Google me right now, Isaac Hyman Persado, you can see a case study I did with Persado. They're a great tool where you can use emotion and language to go beyond just copywriting, just go beyond feature offer benefit, right? So an example of that is, let's say let's say it resonates with me for you to talk to me as if I'm a a VIP, right? So the language, the tone that you should be talking to me as, achievement, gratitude, exclusivity. You see those kind of tones and language elements? You can use that in Jasper too, but I think Persado happens to be, if you're an enterprise brand, Persado is a fantastic tool. I've tested it and it's worked really well. But you can use that emotion to start changing your subject lines, changing your copy. Let's take the other side. If I'm a non-buyer who just hasn't done anything, maybe the language and tone you want to, and the emotion you want to play up is scarcity, curiosity, FOMO, right? Urgency, all those. But the VIP doesn't need those. The VIP needs more achievement. Hey, gratitude. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, right? All those should be tested and figure out which ones work best. And using AI, you could dynamically do this on a one-to-one level, send 100,000 emails, and the AI will automatically pick, oh, this person needs more gratitude. This person needs more celebration. This person needs more curiosity. This person needs more scarcity. And all of it is totally dynamic, and it's super personalized, okay? I've used it. I think it's great. That's a little later. Not many people are talking about the opportunity to use language and tone and emotion in their emails to go beyond this concept of feature offer benefit, okay? The benefit of this is that you're able to understand the language and tone that drives the most engagement. Once again, using that example of a VIP, if you have a VIP customer on your list and you're constantly using this idea of urgency or scarcity, this FOMO, God, I'm going to miss out. Oh no. You know, the VIPs don't feel really special if their neighbor is getting the same email, right? So you want to celebrate this person. The way to do that at scale is using AI generated language and motion. So that's another strategy and tactic for AI. The next strategy to start rolling out is populate dynamic content. You could use AI to determine which content pieces resonate with which person. Okay, an example of this, if I'm looking at to buy a pair of shoes, right? And let's say my wife is looking to buy a pair of shoes, right? The right pieces of content that will help inform my decision, inform my purchasing habit, will be a buyer's guide for men's shoes, or a buyer's guide for black men's shoes, or a buying guide for loafers, or wingtips, wherever it may be. Whereas for her, the content that would resonate most is a buying guide for women's shoes, for boots, for, you know, flats, you name it. With one send, AI can dynamically populate the right piece of content into each person's email. Okay. That's the beauty of it. It uses persona-based segmentation. So again, that's that clustering kind of approach where it kind of groups them and groups people together and says, this person is most likely to engage with this buying guide for him, while as this person may be more likely to engage with this buying guide for her or buying guide for kids. And with one send, you can send the email out and it'll automatically dynamically populate. Really cool stuff. You can also go deeper. Using AI, you can have different content lengths. Maybe there's 3 articles versus 12 articles. You can have different content ranking. Maybe a video goes on top versus an article on top. Content scoring says this article would be better for this person because it gets more engagement. So automatically we'll put it at the top of the email dynamically. This happens after you push the send button. Pretty cool, right? And then of course, A-B testing. You want to A-B test which ones work better, right? Is it scoring? Is it ranking? Is it content length? You name it. Use AI to learn. As I said before, AI helps you test, learn, and refine faster. Okay. The benefit of this is that it scales your content plan faster and easier. No more waiting. I think even now, Klaviyo has that opportunity. You run tests, the AI picks out which one was planned to win, right? That's just the tip of the iceberg, but it's great that they're using it. But that's an example right there, right? You can learn as you go, let it run, and it'll pick it out automatically. Populate dynamic content is another application for AI. Let's go to the next one. It's very relevant. It's very similar to that. Creating dynamic designs. You create dynamic designs and have AI dynamically place it, the relevant design, to the right person. A great example of that is, let's say I have an image here that says, this item is on sale. Whereas for other full price buyers, we can have this image is new. And automatically the AI picks out which banner should each cluster get. Okay, really cool stuff. You may not know about this, but they're great. You can even have copy written over that that puts it on and says new arrivals for you, or it says new arrivals for her or new arrivals for him dynamically. It is possible. It depends on your ESP. It depends on how you're coding it. But you can have a hero-based hero images that are changed by persona, by the cluster, by the individual. Okay. This is useful for apparel retailers who need to send an email out to, you know, 100,000 people, a million people, and they don't always have the time to create different segments. So it's just like, oh, I want to target people who are female or male or, you know, gender-based type of designs. And I don't have time to create all these elements. Using AI, you can just send out one send. And if it's coded correctly, AI will pick out the right image, the right creative, the right language to send to each shopper dynamically. And that's helpful because it saves you time on creating all these manual campaigns, saves you time on your automations because you could set it, I almost set it and forget it, and just helps you learn and refine and go forward from there. So using dynamic creative, dynamic designs, which does require some upfront work, let's be honest, someone's got to design it, right? The way it would work is that AI will take 10 of your designs and it'll show the top ones. And you see that from Facebook and Google anyway. You do like 10 different designs and creatives and Facebook will tell you this one's performing better. So we're going to start using this one from now on. You could do that with an email and SMS just as well, right? You just got to use it as well as you're coding it correctly, right? So all that can be done, but over time, a little heavy lifting at the very beginning means a lot less work at the end. So it better testing, better learning, less work, more revenue. Really, really important. The next part, the next strategy to roll out is contextual campaigns. And we see this. Contextual is this kind of big term, which it kind of like falls in together with kinetic elements of your email. Elements of your email that change when you open the email. And you may see this in your email. You might not even realize it. But think of it this way. Let's say the weather. Let's say I send an email out to you, and I'm on your list, and you send an email to me, and I'm in New York area, whereas someone else is in the LA area, right? And I see the weather widget. The weather widget will change based on where you're opening the email. So I'm in New York, and I get the email, and I see the New York weather. If I'm flying, and I open this email a day later in LA, I should see an updated widget that says the LA weather. That's kinetic. That's contextual. That is powerful. Okay. Really powerful. Think of the store. If you have multiple stores and I'm in the New York area and I see your store hours there, and then I go down to Miami, I see the Miami store areas, the store hours. That's fantastic, right? Really personalized. So using kinetic elements, it can really help your brand get more life, get more real estate out of your existing email. Really important. Right? If an email can live beyond that first send, it's really helpful. Okay. Many examples of this include countdown timers, currency conversions. If you're an international brand, having an AI element that converts your currency to different prices, to different currencies, really. Weather widgets, store hours, products that are lowest stock or out of stock. Right. If you can, that's more of a feed based. If you feed in data into your ESP, it says like we only have a certain amount left. At the time of the send, you may have 100 pieces, but over a day, you may be down to 10 pieces. So dynamically showing that is really great. Great use of AI, great use of using your feeds. And then of course, there's also kinetic banners where you create a data option where it says, today we're going to show you flash sale banner. Once that flash sale is over after 24 hours, it swaps out automatically and becomes a flash sale is over, but this deal is still going on. Shop this deal, change the banner, change the link, all at time of open. Super powerful. Keeps the email relevant longer than just the minute of the send, right? The benefit, as I said, is higher relevancy at time of open every time. The last part I want to go into is more of a hack of how to use AI at scale to create more content, more information, more dialogue around your brand with just one thing, right? And this is kind of how we use AI as well within my agency as well. I take one long form content, right? I take my video, for example, and I distribute it as many, many pieces of content, such as using one video, I use AI like Descript or some Rev or some other tool that uses captions. I can use that and pull out the information that I could use for a blog post, I could use for a podcast, I could use for a subject line text, preview text, right? I could use for a lead magnet, I could use for a book. Part of my book was written by AI, by the way. Okay, not all of it, some of it. I had to edit it too. But I used one video to create different pieces of content to allow me to distribute it all over the all throughout all my channels, right? All my platforms, all my mediums. And that's really helpful, right? Because again, it reduces the workload. I am now everywhere. I'm on YouTube, I'm on Instagram, I'm on TikTok, I'm on my blog, I'm on a podcast, I'm on a video. I'm using it everywhere with just one piece of content. So that's an application of how I use AI as well within our agency. But at the end of the day, AI is so important to your business, but use it from that goes beyond just that strategy part of you, right? You use it, need to use it tactically, but it's got to help your business. And if you think about it this way, you want to double your revenue this year, AI will help. If you want to reduce your workload, AI will help. You just need to know which ones will help more earlier and not have that shiny new object syndrome. Okay. So that is kind of what we're talking about today. Just to recap, the importance of AI, right? It's not just for copywriting. It's not just about ChatGPT. It's about machine learning. It's about using recommendations. It's about using Jarvis to create, you know, a better workflow for your team, a better workflow for your business, right? It's about personalization, using AI to personalize the content to every single person. It's about finding new segments that you could be targeting as well. AI has so many different applications for your business, and using these with email and SMS will, of course, allow you to unlock a better customer relationship that will grow their lifetime value, grow their trust, and grow revenues and profits for your business. So I want to thank you for joining me on this podcast episode where we talked all about the 9 top strategies to use with AI for your email and SMS program. And again, I always invite you to take the next step. If you want to learn how we use AI for our clients, book a free strategy session. Glad to talk you through that. Go to highflyerdigital.com/book. We'll share with you exactly how to leverage AI for your business and not make any mistakes and not just think of it in a silo and just as saying it's just for copywriting. It's beyond that. And you probably have it at your fingertips. You just need to use it correctly. So super excited to see you on the next episode. Really hope you got some value out of this. And I look forward to seeing you on the next one. Talk soon. Thanks for listening to the Ecom 8020 podcast. If you enjoyed this show, please make sure to subscribe and follow us on social at High Flyer Digital for daily tips and videos. To put this week's strategy into action and move your brand forward, go to highflyerdigital.com/book and schedule a free 15-minute chat with our experts. If you book today, you'll even get a free digital copy of our 330-page email and SMS playbook to get you started. Let's partner together to compete and win at e-commerce. Your brand is worth it. Until next week, this is Isaac Hyman wishing you a successful and profitable week. We'll